Georgina Walker, celebrity psychic, on the air with us this morning. GeorginaWalker.com if you want to sit down face-to-face with her. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back from your holiday. You were in Hawaii, right?
Yes, I was with the volcanoes.
Oh, how'd it go?
Loved it. Just loved it.
What did you do? Scuba diving, surfboarding?
I went looking at the stars. I went to an energy workshop.
Oh, yeah.
I looked at the land, the volcanoes.
Oh, you should be really centered today.
I am, and I'm doing Qigong every morning. So
what's Qigong?
It's like a form of exercise, a bit like Tai Chi.
Oh, really? Yeah. Does that help you get in touch with the...
Well, it helps you to be grounded, more energized.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's good news for you, Natalie, because you're wanting to contact someone
Natalie.
Who has passed.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so Georgina has spoken to you. What information did you get? So we're very transparent. Georgina? Natalie, yep.
Natalie, so what did... I think the listeners probably want to know how much information you gave me.
I gave you her name, how old she was when she passed.
Yeah.
And... the relationship as well.
No, you didn't tell me.
No, I didn't give you that.
You told me how long she'd been gone for.
Yes, that's okay. Right.
So you got name, name?
No relationship.
I'm sorry. So you got name?
How long she'd been gone for and how old?
How long she'd been gone for and how old she was when
she passed.
Okay,
yeah, that's like a phone number for me to be able to tap in.
Right. And then is it free like Skype or are you paying like Telstra?
I pay in my energy levels. Because actually, I have to say, it was a really difficult reading to get this person coming through. I actually broke out in a sweat because I thought, I'm using some much power to get
it. Does that say something about their personality?
No, it just means they weren't making me really work for my money.
Really?
And they use their hands so much, you know, like a gesticulation with their hands. I thought, stop moving your hands. I guess it was excitement, but it was also frustrating because I wanted them to communicate. But you got two people, so you got a bonus. You just didn't get this lady. So the first thing was a man came forward and he had a bowl of pistachio nuts in a large bowl, and this lady sat next to him, and the man was just as excited as the woman, and I thought they were connected, so I didn't know because I heard the connection, we are family. But when I sat at the table in my transportation over there, they had these beautiful blue glasses, tiny little blue glasses with like an carving on the side in the glass, like etching would be the word. And when I looked into the glass, I saw leaves floating on top like peppermint or mint leaves, and I heard tea, sit down, tea. I'm just reading my notes now because I was remembering it, and it was like a feast. They'd prepared a feast for this particular, I know it's a bit strange to say that, but anyway, they put a feast together for this meeting of us, and I heard, because we are family, and the man beckoned you, not for you to go to spirit, Natalie, but the message is join us, you know, we're here to join. I keep hearing auntie, and it was pointed to you, so I don't know, since this lady has passed, if you have become an auntie. Because that was what she was pointing, auntie, at you. And then also on the table, I know this is really strange, were little fish. They were dead. They weren't alive. They reminded me of like sardines. And I thought, oh boy, we're going to have a lot of food at this place. And then I felt there was a connection. There was a celebration of this reunion. And that's why they'd gone to a lot of trouble with their best, their finest bits and pieces on the table. Then the lady, I could hear gold bangles, like a jiggling bangles in the background. And I thought, did she wear gold bangles? But I wondered if she'd given you a gold bangle of hers to wear as well, because I reckon when this woman walked around, you could hear her jingling because of the gold.
It's like Santa's sleigh or something,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, because of that. But I thought she pointed to you. And I thought, do you also jingle when you walk along? But I wondered if you wore her gold bracelet. And it was real gold. It wasn't, you know, Woolly's special. She then touches her breast, and I didn't know if there had been a breast health problem, or breast also means nurturing love as well as a sexual connotation. There was a strong scent of heavy, heavy perfume came through. And I thought, at times since she's passed, if you went into a particular room or actually opened a closet or a cupboard that had her clothing in, you could smell this intent, really, really strong smell, but it was a pleasant smell. It wasn't a bad smell at all. She was very much into rituals, and when I say rituals, not like celebrations, like special days. You know, different cultures have special days, and there were always stacks of food. I can guarantee that for her, loads of visitors and lots of fuss made. The whole house had to be cleaned and polished, and yeah, it was you know, she was, you know, a bit of a cleaning freak. But then she showed me a scarab. You know, that like a little beetle that you see sometimes in, I don't know, television, geographical things. And I didn't know what the connection was to the little beetle type thing. I called it a scarab, but I didn't know if you had a piece of jewelry with a scarab on, or you got a statue. I don't know the connection. Then I heard the song, Cole's Gonna Hate It, so when I wrote this down, No, it was The Rivers of Babylon. So I didn't know if there was a connection to that country where Babylon is. I don't know, but that's what I heard. And then when I heard that song, although it's a pop song, I hear things in songs that have meanings, whether it's the city, the town, the country. Then she covered her head in reverence to me picking up that connection with her. And then she reaches out and she touches you on the head and she kisses you on cheek to cheek and gives me goosebumps and on your forehead. And she wanted you to know how proud she was of you, that you were living the dream that she had for you, that there was a sense associated with that she didn't have lived her dream, but through you she was living the dream, and she could see that you had eventuated the dream that she had for you. And then here's another song. Then I heard to give me confirmation, The Impossible Dream. So yeah, I think that was from The Man from La Mancha. I'm not quite sure, but you have to look up that song because it's a beautiful song.
Is that Live the Impossible Dream?
Yeah, that's the one. And then I'm just reading my notes. Sorry. The feeling I had when I heard The Impossible Dream, it was like a mother has a dream for a child. And that's the kind of the emotion, the feeling I had when she was giving me that message. So I wondered if there was a mother-child connection. Then she put three fingers up when I wrote that. And I thought, okay, is there three kids? Is there three grandkids? Because it was almost like I was on track with that. And then I just hear, I cherish you. And you are my creation, and that's where it finished.
Ooh. Beautiful.
Natalie. But it was hard. She made me work. I actually got perspiration over my lip.
Natalie, what is there anything you take from that you want to talk about first before we go through the list? Yeah.
I think the first thing, which is the last thing you said, three. I'm the third child.
Okay.
I'm the baby. So I think that's what she meant by three.
Yep.
I've heard it before as well.
Is this your mother?
This is my mother, yeah.
Right, okay, so you're my creation, that works out. So you're, that's your, yeah.
Yeah, also the bangles.
Yes. She's
known for wearing her gold bangles.
Oh, lovely.
Okay. And she did pass one on to me.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
She's very stubborn, so I understand why it took you a long time to get there.
She really made me work, yeah.
And it's funny that you say the auntie. I was just with my I have a big obsession with my niece and nephews, so that's probably, and I was just with them yesterday. So yeah, that makes sense that she loved my brother, and that was my brother's kids.
Ah, right.
So I'm pretty sure that's what she was talking about.
And that's confirmation that she saw you yesterday, because you know it's such an unusual thing, yeah.
I think the other thing that really made me happy was the first thing you said. My uncle just passed away, which is her brother. About 2 months ago.
So
that makes sense. I'm glad that they're together because they were very, very, very close.
So this is the other person.
Yeah, because they also said she got a bonus. Yeah, she got a man coming through, and the two were together. That was the very first scene. The man came forward first. But that would make sense because he's just passed. And he wanted to, it's part of a healing process when somebody comes forward, whether you're not really wanting them to come forward because it's not your first choice, but it's part of their healing.
Do they know they're not her first choice?
Yeah, because the messages she wrote said who she wanted to contact, this person's. But it doesn't matter. It's confirmation.
There's no cue. There's no pecking order on the other side.
No. They just push in.
Right.
Did anyone love the tea? You saw tea leaves.
Yeah, your tea.
Oh, they always drank tea. My mum was obsessed with mint tea. So
That's exactly what you said. Yeah. You said mint or peppermint tea.
So can I ask, is there a foreign national, not an Aussie vibration?
We're Egyptian, and so when we go and have a feast, it's a huge feast.
Oh,
any sort of tradition It was always, you know, food for about maybe 3 weeks on the table for that one night.
Gosh, that's what you were saying.
Yeah. God, yeah, an abundance of food.
And that makes sense why I was shown a scarab, because that's Egyptian, isn't it?
Yes. She had a bracelet that had, it kind of looked like a Pandora bracelet, but it was real gold. Yeah. And there was always different types of animals or something on there. And one of them was a little beetle.
Wow. Yeah, because it's definitely a scarab.
And when you said, I remember you said somewhere in there that she showed you something and then she covered her head. Did you mean
in
like
ritual.
With a scarf?
Yeah, like, you know. Like.
Did she do that, Natalie, when she'd go back to Egypt?
No, actually, funny you say, I think I got a different meaning from that.
Yeah.
She passed away from a tumour. And she, just before she died, she obviously had her hair shaven off, so she was always covered. She always had this scarf covered.
That's the reason
why. I get it.
But see, only you know that.
I remember her mainly from that, because I was very young. I was only 8. So my last memory of her was always covered. She always had a scarf covering her head because her hair was gone.
That makes me so sad.
Now, Georgina, I ask this often, was there any message from the other side about where there's some hidden money or treasure?
She's the hidden money, because the message is that when I say the hidden money, Natalie's the dream of her creation. And, you know, you're the dream. And you can't buy dreams with money. So
she's happy for what she's doing, Natalie's
she's
house
so
she's living.
She's proud of us. So proud of us. So it was such, although I had to work for it, I felt it was so, so positive. And your uncle's vibration, that's important if the family are open to this, that they know he's connected with her as well on the other side.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
Isn't that great?
I'm very excited, yeah.
Well, Natalie, well, that's it.
That was amazing.
It was. It was really, yeah, I think I needed that because I've been thinking about her a lot just recently. I've been watching a lot of videos of her. I've just found them, so I'm very happy to hear that.
Oh,
really
sweet.
That's so, so wonderful.
It's beautiful. Oh, Georgina, thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Natalie, thank you too.
Jackie, have you got any impulse you can spray Georgina with, because it's sweating?
Yes, she's a bit sweaty in here.
Poor thing needs to be calmed down. Thank you, Natalie.
Thanks, bye-bye,
Natalie.
Darling. Take care.
Bye, GeorginaWalker.com.
The same sort of reading from Georgina, you can register kiss1065.com.au.
Thank you, Gigi.
My pleasure, guys.
Bye.